Welcome to Tales of Honor, a podcast with a mission to tell the true stories of every recipient of our nation's highest military award, the Medal of Honor. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of Tales of Honor podcast. It is episode number 419, and I want to point out before we get into today's birthday that on Friday, June 11th, it marked the four-year anniversary since the first episode of this podcast. It's been an interesting 4 years. There's been a lot of an evolution that has happened to this show. I think I finally like where it's at currently, I hope. If not, I'm sure I'll make a change. But I wanted to thank you all that have stuck with me for the years and have done their part to spread the word, share with somebody else, reach out to me, comment. All of the above. If you're listening to this now, I appreciate you. And here's to another, 30 years maybe? Maybe 29 years? We'll see how long this actually takes to get done. I have no intention on stopping anytime soon, so we'll see. But thank you all. I really have no way to truly express my thanks to all of you. And let's just keep right on trucking. Thank you very much. So we have one episode, which is going to be tomorrow, June 14th, 1950. This birthday belongs to Mr. Gordon Roberts, who is a former U.S. Army colonel that received the Medal of Honor for his actions during the Vietnam War. So a very happy 71st birthday goes out to Gordon Bird Dog Roberts. That's what it says his nickname here is. I hope that is correct. So a very happy 71st birthday, and that's all I got for birthdays today. So let's move into episode number 419. Albert was born on the 21st of March, 1890, in Berea, Ohio, where he grew up with his four sisters and two brothers. At the age of 22, he enlisted in the Ohio National Guard, and when he deployed to Europe in support of the Great War, he left the 5th Infantry as a corporal and was then commissioned as a second lieutenant with the 148th Infantry Regiment, 37th Division. His actions on the 27th of September, 1918, earned him the Medal of Honor. The citation reads, upon hearing that a squad leader of his platoon had been severely wounded while attempting to capture an enemy machine gun nest about 200 yards in advance of the assault line and somewhat to the right, Second Lieutenant Basil requested permission to go to the rescue of the wounded corporal. After thrice repeating his request and permission having been reluctantly given, due to the heavy artillery, rifle, and machine gun fire, and heavy deluge of gas in which the company was at the time, accompanied by a volunteer, he worked his way forward and, reaching the wounded man, placed him upon his shoulders and was instantly killed by enemy fire. Albert was 28 years old at the time of his death, and his body was initially buried in France. During a homecoming celebration in his hometown, a new American Legion was named in his honor, and his wife, Lydia, received his Medal of Honor on the 23rd of December, 1922. 4 years later, Albert Edward Basil was returned to the States and is buried in the Woodvale Cemetery in Middleburg Heights, Ohio, Section 7, Lot 31-6. And that was a tale of honor. Thank you for listening to Tales of Honor, and if you enjoyed the show, please be sure to subscribe and tell your friends and family. Tales of Honor is written and produced by Christoph Ambrosch, and theme music is Loyalty and Duty by Floruz Music. If you have any questions, you can send an email to talesofhonorpodcast@gmail.com, and please be sure to visit talesofhonorpodcast.com for more episodes and information.